welcome to Stand By with JJ and Francisco.
I'm Francisco.
I'm JJ.
And, well, this episode we talked about a lot of COVID gigs, you know, which is when gigs that you do when you get COVID.
Yeah, we're talking about the situation of our, actually, you could do some of these gigs with COVID from the comfort of your own home. So we talk about that situation, and somehow we ended on the note that we started this intro with, so.
Which is about smelling ass.
Hope you enjoy.
Listen.
All right.
So then I told her, you can't do that in an elevator.
And then what happened?
Well, you know.
And then you got me too'd.
Yeah. what a great tone. Oh man, how are your gigs going? You feeling it? You feeling it in your soul? You're feeling that COVID comedy down deep? Is it fulfilling?
You know, I mean, it's funny because it's like, as you know, since everything started like with stand up, like, you know, now I just, you do gigs like when you started, like every couple of months you have a gig.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like an everyday thing.
Oh, that's funny too. Yeah, we can't fill our schedule anymore. You just have to patiently wait.
Yeah, wait. And then you, every like a month here you do a gig, or or luckily if you get like two in a week, you know, you're like, wow. But like, it's weird because now they're like all over the place. They're like either in LA right now, they're like either all restaurants or like, or in parking lots.
Yeah,
in cars.
I went with you to the there was one in a baseball field.
In a baseball field where people are playing tennis, and like, is in a baseball field.
People are playing tennis, just looking over the fence going, what is that guy doing with a portable spotlight in the dugout of a baseball field with people just sitting casually?
I mean, like, if it wasn't because of the quarantine or the pandemic, that's just a crazy person talking in their portable phone yelling about Jesus is coming, the end of the era.
There's a lot of that.
That's what it is.
If you take away your spotlight and your microphone,
you're just a crazy person.
Yeah, you're really just...
That's what comics are. That's what we're eventually turning into, because comedy clubs are going to die, and now we're just going to be just people wandering on the streets.
We're on the verge of that, aren't we? Because we want attention like that. Like, we were up at Griffith Park today, and people were taking their photos, and I reaching out for human connection. I was like, can I take the photo for you guys?
Yeah.
And then so they were a couple, they handed me the phone, and then while I'm taking the photo, I was like making them laugh, like doing some jokes. I'm like, oh yeah, you guys are in frame. I got a little laugh, and then I handed them back the phone, ran over to my friends going, all right.
I got my
gig in. I made some people casually
you put
laugh
that in your calendar as a gig. It's like, I got
one
that
gig down.
Griffith Park.
Got paid just as much as we're getting paid during COVID for these gigs. Anyway,
I mean, because you've done the one, the parking one, like the one with the people in the car, inside the car, right?
Magic Castle.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is people don't know.
Right. I mean, well, so the Magic Castle in Hollywood here is quite fair. It's the beacon for magicians.
Yeah, it's where you want to go as a magician, I guess.
Yeah, if you're a magician and you get a booking at the Magic Castle from anywhere in the world, I think it's a prestigious spot to be in.
It's
everybody
really cool.
Wants to
I've been
do
there,
it.
And you have to dress up because you got to get invited too. That's the thing. You got to get invited
by another magician.
You can't just
roll
up. I'm like, hey, go make me magic. You got to get invited by like Harry Potter and shit.
Yeah, so yeah, you kind of need the secret handshake to get in there. You have to order a meal, and then you get the show for the night. I've been five times, by the way. I've been five times, and I've just crossed the 50-50 mark with my last time, which was fun. Two times were not great.
Why?
I mean, they were okay. Well, the magicians, I feel like especially the last time I had a magician who was exhausted and didn't. He didn't know that he was at the magic. He said he didn't know
he was at the magic.
During his spiel, he literally said, I've been doing carnival cruises for 20 years now. And we're all there going, oh, dude, you're at the magic. And I think
he was doing it like subconsciously.
He had been on the cruise thing. And so he finally got called to the Magic Castle. And he was so used to doing his monologue and it was just, it was bad. And then there was a set piece. Poor dude. I mean, he probably doesn't care because he's probably Carnival Cruises pays them a lot or whatever. But there was the set piece where you had to disappear down a barrel and reappear over here. And we, from the audience, we could see his, because there was just a 1-inch separation maybe in what was supposed to, and we could see him crawling along. So we had all these people at the back drinking, and we could, while his assistant is up there like, where did he go? We see these, this shin just shuffling along the bottom. And I was like, this isn't one of the good tricks.
That's the thing about magicians, like, is like when something doesn't work, it's not like a stand-up, you can be like, well, that didn't work. Fuck it. All right. And you move on. Like, you're like,
because especially as a magician, you're actually sitting there hoping you're pretending it didn't work, aren't you? And then, so you still hang in that moment for a little while. And then after a minute, they're like, no, seriously, let's move on to the, please pick a card so we can move on to the next thing.
You gotta follow the fans.
Oh, you actually did. So anyway, so to catch you up on the Magic Castle, they're hosting comedians in the parking lot. They have a gorgeous gig.
It's cool that Tammy Joe and her wife they constructed basically like a stage from from scratch, and they're doing it in the parking lot. So like you park your car and you but you stay in the car.
What would you say? It's probably an 80 car parking lot or something. And which they've had to cut back on. They're now, did you know this? Have you been there since? They're not allowed to have the cars next to each other anymore because of COVID. They have to have a parking spot between the cars now too. So she's lost half of her capacity as well. But it's a lovely looking gig.
Yeah.
I mean, but the thing about these gigs is that it's not.
But they're inside the car and like you can't. You hear like laughs, but you don't hear laugh. I mean, and then
they have clackers.
So
if you tell a good joke, you have to wait a second for them to reach their clackers out the window, and then clack clack. We approve, comedian. Clack.
It's kind of like clack. Because you can't really Middle Ages stuff. Like hang him.
And for any of you who are wondering, like, why can't you honk? Well, you're not allowed. There's a sound or noise ordinance in Hollywood. Like late at night, which I'm sure is happening around the world too. You can't just have cars in a parking lot honking for.
I know they do one in Irvine because of the improv, and then they do allowed? Honk because it's like a mall.
It's
or
Irvine,
something.
Yeah. It probably was a desert before they decided it was Irvine.
Yeah,
so that's all right.
But I think it's like it's cool. Like actually, that was like my first gig that I did after the whole shutdown. So I was like, man. First live gig that I did.
Right.
So
I think it was mine too. Yeah.
It was still cool to just be on stage and move around and to do it. But it is obviously, it's not the same. I mean, every gig that we're doing right now. It's not what like as comics, we want the low ceilings.
You want that feedback. You want to see people's faces.
Tight room. That's everybody together.
Even if you're asking a rhetorical question, it's nice to throw it out to an audience where you see that. Yeah. You can't see their face behind windscreens. You know, car windscreens and car headlights, and so it's not ideal, but it's the best we can get.
I mean, for now it is what it is, and then with Zoom gigs too, like, have you done Zoom gigs?
I have. They're a nightmare as well.
Yeah, I mean, that to me, even like, that's even less of a stand-up, and it's more of a, it's still entertaining, but it's not complete, because
do they stress you out at all?
I mean, sometimes I see myself sweating more doing the gigs in my house than when I do them live.
Because,
you know, I don't sweat. Because the thing with sometimes with the Zoom gigs is like a lot of people, they don't like to be seen or heard. So then you're literally talking to yourself. And stand-up is the only art form or one of the few art forms that we need literally the half, 50% of the other is the audience. If we don't have that, it's not like
we need you to vibe in order to, otherwise, like you said, we're just the crazy drunk guy yelling.
Or it's literally like, to make it easier, it's like, hey, like, if we don't have the other person, it's just us jerking off to ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, we need
You've changed your show. you've really adapted your show in COVID. Like, oh, wow, man, you got a fans only site going? I would imagine.
I did it like that guy who got cut, who got fired, that reporter. Remember that reporter guy who got fired?
Oh, really?
He was doing a Zoom meeting or something.
I remember there being one.
His penis shut out.
No.
But like,
I did not know
about
that.
It was an actual reporter.
Oh,
my
God.
His name, but he got fired because Like,
I almost can't be surprised. Who wouldn't do that? I did. I was Zooming with my parents the other day, and I realized I was in my underwear.
Yeah.
That was a shock. Realize. Okay. As soon as I put my legs up, and I was like, oh shit, I'm too comfortable in front of my parents, and I had to apologize to my mom.
But they saw you.
Yeah, they. Not only did they see me, I feigned comfort to the point where I just decided to put my pants on in front of them. I stayed on Zoom,
okay,
realizing my mistake, and I just. So, Mom, what have you been up to this week? And now got dressed.
But, well, that's a. I mean, what are they happy about? Well, they're.
I don't think. To be honest, I think we changed the topic quickly. But so I don't know. But I'll ask them next time if they were happy about seeing me in my underwear.
I mean, because it's because you're not a kid anymore. That's fine.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
they used to, but like now, it's like,
I think
I don't want to see your pubes.
I think they're all right with it. No, they don't want to see my pubes. I'll tell you right now, those Zoom, they do stress me out a little bit, but not. It's not the gig stress, but it's made me realize how much I like the ritual of my job. I love, especially when I'm local. If I'm doing anything local, I love the walk to the gig or the journey to
the
gig.
Yeah, the whole thing.
And like lining everything up in my head and running through it and then walking in through the club, you know, and getting a couple nods, shake a couple hands, and then get your set time and then boom. I love the ritual of things.
Yeah.
And that's gone now. And what these Zoom ones do is it's taken away my ritual and it's made me a little bit tired because now, now you get the date. It can be afternoon as well because I'm performing anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
So like I think the last one I did was 4 o'clock my time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like 8 o'clock in middle America or whatever. 4 o'clock my time, but I'm putting up a backdrop, you know, and then I'm waiting patiently in the waiting room. And then I'm talking to the Zoom person. And I was like, this is not that I.
It's a different ritual.
Yeah, it's a ritual that I enjoy a lot less.
Yeah, you know.
And you're there. And the thing is, too, after your gig, boom, you're in your living room. And I'm like, I can't, like, want.
Well,
I'm now pacing back and forth in my living room. And I'm like, I want to go talk to a bartender and have a drink or something. But this is the state
this
of
the
world
now. I mean, the thing is, like, also other, even people, like, that are working offices are doing through the same shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They can't go to the kitchen of the office and make coffee.
Have some water cooler talk.
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like,
so I guess they've lost it as well.
Everybody. And what's fun and what's then is like it's not gonna. This is gonna be it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty. More people are not gonna go back to offices. More people. I mean, I think eventually.
Well, I think
we
deserve to make that jump in the Western world. I mean, there was some talk. Like there are some people who believe in that four day work week.
Yeah.
And I think. If anything, this event has proven that, yeah, we could handle a four.
Of course.
Like, and people can work from home and still get their job done.
Yeah, yeah.
So I like that. But when these Zoom shows happen, you get the, I get the backdrop up, I get ready, I sit in their virtual green room or whatever, and then you get announced, you go on. I find that I'm blacking out entertainment-wise more than I even did. Like if I would drink and go on stage, or if I would, you know,
so you're more drunk in your
home? Not drunk.
Oh.
No, definitely not drunk. But what I'm saying is,
you're drunk talking to your parents in your underwear.
Yeah. What kind of? Actually, yeah, fair enough. I was like, are you trying to call me a heavy drinker? Well, you know, it's
no. What do you mean by blacking out?
Okay, I just mean like leaving that gig. Like at the end of the Zoom gig, I'm kind of like, oh. Did I do everything?
I'm kind of zoning out.
Or whatever. And I've just, and that happens a lot in this online world. Cause I'm like, cause you don't have that direct feedback.
Yeah.
You can see people are on their Zoom things and you just go, blah, blah, blah. Here I go. And you throw it all up.
Yeah.
And so afterwards, you think it went well. You don't have any evidence otherwise.
Yeah.
And you're pacing back and forth. And I mean, technically, they do go well because nobody has any standards. Nobody's going to be
like. Of course.
Like,
and it's also because it's also they're not expecting much either because they're also at their house. They're like.
Yeah.
It's not a. Like, that's the thing, too, as a fan or as an audience member, when you go to clubs, when you go to a concert, whatever, is the whole rich. Again, you're there, whatever. Like. Like, I watched the Foo Fighters concert on Saturday.
Yeah.
That they did live from the Roxy, you know.
Right.
You know. And, yeah, it's great. But even them, they're like, wow, okay, we need people. And
yeah,
it's like,
it must feel
and
like.
And they're like, and for us, it's like, it's fun watching them, but it's still. Not
yeah, it's
the
not
whole,
the real
it's
thing.
It's not the real thing. So
yeah, we're all going through the motions and trying to make it
but like, what happened?
Feel like a real thing. I mean, to be fair, the one thing that makes it a real thing is I wouldn't try new material on anybody.
Oh, no,
even
I throw
all
new material all the time.
It's, oh, do you?
On Zoom? Yeah.
All right. No, I stick to honed routines because I'm not getting that feedback.
Got
I stick
it.
To a honed routine that I know so I can
no,
just rattle
through
it.
I mean,
it
depends
it,
on the show.
And then at the end, I'm like, all right, that was done.
For me, it depends on the show. But like to me, it's like, well, I have to try some stuff because where am I going to try? So
right.
even if I – so, but it depends on the show. If it's a show that's – if like if a show that I'm getting paid for,
yeah.
then obviously I'm not going to do new material. But if it's
yeah,
something
yeah.
– but I did get like – they did one show where like there was actually like hackers came in, not hecklers, because
hackers.
Hackers.
Was it in Vegas?
No.
Sorry,
no.
Just a wild shot. I know they have a hacker convention.
No, there. No, they. But they were doing this Zoom show, and then all of a sudden, this guy, we're about to start the show, and then all of a sudden, the guy saying, "All right, guys, we're about to start the show," and then you hear a voice like, "We're gonna start the show. We're gonna start the show," you know,
yeah.
and the guy's like, "Please, everybody," and the guy's like. Please turn your mics off. Turn your mics off.
The and guy then, back in the that is like.
Then, but then all of a sudden, like in the screen, because it was like about like maybe like, I don't know, 50, 60 people in the Zoom chat. And then all of a sudden there's one screen and they're like, there's like one guy showing his dick and like jerking off.
Jesus.
And I was like, and he's like, oh. And then all of a sudden you could start hearing like rapper music, you know, like music, like rap.
This is this journalist guy.
This is like a bunch of hackers that came in, and then
oh, they're that's how they're
they
oh
they
came, I heard
they,
about
they,
that.
The thing is like, it, yeah. and what happened was like the guy who did this, it was like maybe like 3 months ago or something like that. They made the mistake of putting the link public, so that's like
so they caught him.
No, that makes if they put the link public, then anybody can join that meeting, and then that's how the hackers came in. So then like. Literally,
oh,
like,
right.
so it was like 3 or 4 people, and then actually, and what's weird too is like, then they have another.
Can you imagine that happened in the real, in our real gigging life? Like, if, like, no, when there's no pandemic,
oh,
and we're just on stage at the coffee store or something, and then just some guy just comes in masturbating at the back.
Well, that's actually,
like, oh,
actually,
right,
that's actually
Tim's
funny.
Here.
That would have made a fun. That actually has happened at the comedy store. But, like,
I'm sure anywhere, I think any gigs on Hollywood
yeah.
that are close to one of these homeless caravans or whatever they got going, people can just wind up going, hey, is this where I come for the Hawaii 5-0 audition?
but what's happening too is like, then a comic who was there, they started writing in the chat as the comic. And the, as a comic saying like white supremacist stuff,
oh no,
like all this stuff.
To lose it, so that guy's.
So no. I mean, obviously everybody realized that it was
okay.
all hackers, but it was. I was so impressed. I was like, wow, this is like I'm used to hecklers,
yeah.
like you know the heckler, or you use deal with.
Yeah,
this
but
is
they
like
have to
extreme
do words.
Level, and they had to the show couldn't they had to close the show they couldn't
yeah.
do the show.
Oh, nothing beats a masturbating penis as a heckle. That is an
but,
like you can't even use words.
But
to
the power of like
heckle.
Of a show like even like it was with real comedy and stand up. Like you don't if there's a heckler, you just kick the heckler out,
yeah.
and you keep the show going.
Yeah,
this was so powerful that no, the show had to end because they took over the whole thing.
There's no recovering.
It was like pirates,
from that.
Like a pirate taking over the fucking.
Yeah.
Comedy club. Me like, we're not doing comedy. We're just gonna show each other's penises
yeah.
and jerk off.
Bunch of one-eyed pirates coming in, taking over the gig.
One eye, that's for sure.
Oh man, that's see, that's remarkable. I mean, I feel that way when I'm looking at all the personalities on one of these Zoom gigs, and you're because that's become the move now too.
So you look. I done that too. Like I try to do. Some and I've noticed that I'm like, hey guys, please turn your mics or. Turn your mic on and
put your pants on.
Put your pants on. Show your dick, you know. but that's a way for that's one thing when they work better when you actually have like crowd work.
Yeah.
And they mean, hey, what's up? And then because that's to me that's the way to make it a little more realistic to what a comedy show is. Because
yeah.
I feel like if we go into, or what I felt is like, when I go into like, well, I'm just going to do my bits, it's like, and there's no feedback that you don't even hear them. Not even that there's feedback, like it's working or not. You don't hear what the hell they're saying. So you don't know.
Yeah.
Or you don't see them. Like, even if I, because even if I don't hear you, I could see like, okay, that person's laughing or that person's enjoying it. But like, but it's weird because everybody wants to be, this whole technology life now, it's like everybody's so, like they love to be, they love to say everything as long as they don't see them. Like on Twitter, for example, or whatever.
Right, everybody loves the anonymity.
The anonymity,
yes. Being able to be like an anonymous critic, an anonymous asshole a lot, which does suck. I wish we could vet that out of people.
But that's the thing. All this.
Some sort of piece of art is happening. Hey, why not be an asshole right now?
Don't like it. Like if we put a video or whatever and you don't like it, you don't need to comment that. Just don't like it. Don't watch it. And that's it. Move along. Too.
The amount of effort that people go to piss you off or to be an asshole to you is remarkable. Yeah, it's crazy. I get it all the time. Like sometimes I'm just reading somebody who hates me so much, and then you got to just tell yourself like not to reply. But all while you're reading this, you're like, it must have taken you 20 minutes to articulate these words and how much you want me to die a horrible death. And I'm like, why didn't you just watch something that you enjoyed and for 20 minutes and leave me alone?
And also, it's like, why are you, like, don't you have anything else to do? Like, why are you spending so much time doing this? Yeah. It's like,
you know what's going to happen now that we've said this? There's a whole bunch of assholes out there that are going to go, we are going to concentrate now.
People are nice. People are nice that listen to this podcast.
You got to have your faith.
They won't do that. But constructive criticism is fine, but at the end of the day, it's like, I think it's always as easy as like, if you like something, like it, say, hey, this is great. Yeah. If you don't like it, it's the same thing with real stand up. Yeah. It's like when people come up to you after the show, just say, hey, great show. That was funny. I love that joke. Great job. Great show.
Yeah.
Thank you. You don't need to go like, well, that joke, or like, just don't say anything.
Sometimes they get pretty familiar. Sometimes they'll get familiar. Sometimes they repeat pieces of my act that I've forgotten, not necessarily forgotten, but I'm not in the mindset to recall the joke that I did at the 16 minute mark. And that's always an awkward one when they come up and they give you a reference I'll find it offensive or something, or I'll just find it weird because maybe it's a weird or offensive punchline from this joke.
Yeah.
But it takes a while to set in, and I'm literally staying there with a new person who I think is being an asshole until the penny drops. Like usually after I've left them, I'm going, all right. And then I'll go to the bar and I'll have a drink and I'll be like, oh, he was just quoting my joke to me. Oh crap. So that, so moments like that always happen as well.
And it's funny if somebody says it like, oh man, I love this joke that you did. But like,
sometimes they don't realize we need that preface.
It's great. But if they want to like fix your joke or give you like, it's fine. You don't need to tell me that. Like, just say, okay, that was cool. You didn't like that.
Yeah,
you're not coming back to see me or whatever. It's fine.
Yeah.
Everybody has different tastes. It's fine. It's like, you don't need to say what you don't like all the time.
Yeah, I can honestly say I don't think I've ever done that. If I don't like a TV show or something like that, I mean, I tell my friends. If my friends are talking about like whatever, it wasn't for me. But I'm not going to go online going, not only is this not for me, but I wish the lead actor would have his life harmed in some way. That would make me happy. Like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, it's like, like even restaurants too. It's like, when people write all these things, like,
Of a Yelp reviewer.
It's crazy because I even saying this, like, I still watch or read Yelp reviews if I'm going to go to a restaurant or something.
Right, okay.
Because I do want to see if they have, or doctors, you know, reviews.
See, I'm still mostly in word of mouth. Like, I'll ask friends or whatever if they like for restaurants. I haven't gotten into the Yelp.
No. I do road gigs, you know, like you do, I do that because when you know, if you're in a town that you don't know anything, like,
yeah,
oh, you go want to see what they, so I do that, but it's like, But I've never left a Yelp review. I follow the other people. But
I've only left a Yelp review if it's a friend who's asked me. If a friend has a business or something, and yeah. Like, can you help me out? And I'll be like, okay, I'll do a Yelp review.
I think there should be Yelp reviews for people. You know what I mean? Like when you
for meet, human beings.
Yeah, or like
that would be fun if you just meet somebody in the wild.
You know what?
And then you're like, what's your name again, Francisco? Yeah. And you're like.
Well, they actually...
Oh, you're a 4.2. Yeah. All right, I'll hang out with you.
There was actually a Black Mirror episode that they did about that.
Yeah,
you know,
that
like
is... It's very...
Which is like...
Very, it's what we're becoming.
That's what we're becoming, you know, yeah. Like Uber rating.
I think there was
whatever.
A community episode, too, where they yeah. had Meow Meow Beans, and they were like, oh, really? Oh, you're only worth this. And oh, yeah, people attached...
That'd be scary. Or imagine if, like, dating, like, if you're dating and, like... Sorry, I can't date you because you're on their farm. You know, you're not yeah. You're 3.5 stars. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I only date up.
And then I can't date 4 down. Stars up.
You're gonna hurt my ratio.
Yeah, it's but yeah, that's what we're becoming right now. I mean, yeah. with all this shit.
Well, this is why it's interesting talking about these gigs and like how they're because they're not throwaway gigs. It's, we're still doing our work, you know, but there's less value. There's less rewards. In it without it being live, and yeah. there's,
I mean, I do like the fact
less
of,
rhythm. There's less rhythm to it yeah. too, because you're waiting. I'm waiting for people to clack out of their cars.
Yeah.
So you kind of when you deliver a punch, even if you do set up punchline in rhythm, you're still sitting there for an extra 4 seconds to see did you guys like it?
Yeah,
or
reach
out and go clack clack clack.
Yeah.
So that's kind
of. I do like the gigs, though. I mean, but it is seen of, like, I do like the gigs of like, Zoom gigs of, like, hey, you know, if somebody wants to do, like, a Q&A or something or, like, in Scotland or whatever, you know, yeah. and they can do it and, like, or even between the U.S., like, where you can just get, especially, like, corporate gigs or whatever, you can get yeah. paid of and, like, there's not that whole traveling that's unnecessary to do it. It's like,
that is one.
So that's one of the good advantages of it, and I think eventually.
Because I do hate traveling.
Yeah, me too. And like, especially if it's something that's like just a lot of those gigs, especially corporate ones or whatever. Sometimes they're like one nighters or whatever. It's not like you stayed or you just yeah. like in and out. So it's like, it's cool to do that. I think eventually it will happen. The new thing will happen that like it's gonna be a combination of both. Where like comedy clubs probably are gonna offer. You know, live yeah. stream things, you know, so it's like you we're going to be performing at the club or even as comics, we're like, we can sell a show yeah. and the fans can purchase that.
Some
you know.
Contemporary comedy clubs must be tuning into this.
No, they're going to do it. That's the new thing.
Because the crazy thing is, yeah, because so many comedy clubs that I've worked in there, their video footage is like security video. Like it's
yeah,
not good
crap.
And it's grainy. It's like, hasn't been updated in years and it's grainy and you're like, I don't understand why a comedy club hasn't mastered, like, to get a nice footage. And like you said, you can tease it online or tease it, you know.
Well, that'd be eventually the thing. I think that's, I mean, like, you know, if I'm a comedy, like, if I got, like, a bunch of fans, you know, and then I selling out, like, a comedy club or whatever. And then,
yeah.
And then, hey, you know what? Then I'll offer it to my fans. Hey, privately, you know, you can buy this link ticket for
yeah.
the show. That you're going to see me do, you know, and for example, performing in San Diego. But like, if you're in Australia and you want to watch me, you can watch me live. And then whatever.
Yeah.
And then if I'm in Australia performing and doing the same thing and somebody, you know, I think that's eventually going to happen. More
I think
more.
That's a natural evolution. I mean, I'm
it.
Surprised.
And I think
that'd
be cool to do because
of...
then people, it'd be like watching a special within a special, you know, like they make, you know, like.
Yeah. Or watching. See, that's. There becomes the one hard thing, though, if clubs start doing this and comics are working on material, they might not want like that to go out to somebody's house
but,
for them to go, look at how whatever racist this bit was.
But
and then
the
comics like, I was going to hone it. I was going to make it non.
True. That's the catch 22 because it's like,
yeah.
Or like if that people can record it, which I think. Eventually you can, but yeah, like I would just realize, yeah, you can use your phone to actually record the screen, or whatever. So
yeah.
like, if they record it and put it out, or
so
whatever.
Maybe we've yeah, maybe,
so,
maybe we have to work out some
yeah.
So,
I mean, it could
some
be
details to our new to the evolution of comedy.
Yeah,
that
it could be maybe
coming,
yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's a thing that, but
I mean, right now the most the Zoom gigs I've done, I some of them I have to be clean.
Yeah,
and then.
I think on all of them so far, I've tried to be clean, no matter who the booker is. Even if the booker is like, no, go do your normal act or whatever. I've tried to be clean because that's another thing about Zoom. Not that swearing just comes out of me passionately live or whatever, but swearing can be part of your rhythm live.
Yeah.
But there's something about these Zoom gigs where I'm like, I just don't feel like,
cause you don't need
one,
to say
one
this.
Of you 60 people at home are probably, you know, you're at home and maybe you've got your kid in the back or something.
Well, that's
like
the thing.
That.
It's like, it's hard to talk about something if it's like 4 in the afternoon or you're watching another person. They're in their kitchen feeding their baby.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, so she was sucking my dick. I was like, well, you know, like,
yeah,
you can't. It's hard to like, you know, like the kid to be
not,
like,
not ideal, but you know, this
by
is...
the way, I don't have a joke about sucking, you know, I never start a joke with like, well, she was sucking my dick.
Yeah.
Cause also I'm not that dirty. I'm not that dirty anyways when I do comedy. I do like to say fuck or shit or whatever. I like to have the freedom to be dirty.
Yes.
You know, like, but yeah.
Yeah, I always think we got to be able to do both.
That's
we
also
gotta,
in sex. Gotta, I also have to, I like to have the freedom to be dirty.
That's right.
Like, I'm not going to be dirty.
Dirty or clean
but
sex.
Hey,
and,
I might smell your ass.
On that note, click follow for all of those reasons.
Hashtag smell your ass.
There you go, man. I hope you guys have enjoyed our little chat this week.
Follow us, subscribe, like, and comment.
You got it.
Bye, Alok.